reached the pole. Only 5 weeks later, Captain Robert F. Scott of England reached it, a heartbreaking second-place finish, and then died on the way back to his base. All of England mourned the death of Captain Scott. Now that the South Pole had been reached, it seemed as though the age of heroic exploration was over. And yet was it? Antarctica had never even been sighted before the 19th century. Until then, it was a rumor, an undefined, unseen question mark shrouded in fog and surrounded by ice. But it hadn't always hidden at the bottom of the world behind a veil of frozen mist. 160 million years ago, Antarctica was part of the supercontinent Gondwana, which also included South America, Africa, and Australia. The Jurassic climate of Gondwana was semi-tropical, and fossils from Antarctica prove that the continent was once inhabited by giant flightless birds, sharks, and freshwater fish, snails, beetles, reptiles, and proto-marsupials, all thriving under giant ferns and trees. The supercontinent began to break apart, however, and by 60 million years ago, Antarctica had migrated south to its present location over the pole. In a mere 20 million years, the continent was covered with ice, and the environment